Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And we're unsure what the title of this specifically is, but I think this is about productivity guilt. You're feeling behind in life. You're not quite where you want to be. You feel like, oh God, there's deadlines, but I just can't reach them. It's stressful. Chill out, man. This is about rest and relaxation. That's what we're giving here. Chill out.
Oh, it hurts my heart.
So enjoy.
Beautiful.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, good. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good. Good. Bit of a weird one, I think.
Don't tell me. I was about to say I'm excited for this one.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I think it's just almost exactly what I need. Right now, it's like resting, relaxation.
That's
chilling.
All I want to give you.
It's calm. That sounds so nice.
That sounds about right.
That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, it's where we're trying to be at for sure. Yeah. Well, anything? Do you want to get anything off your chest, or you're all right?
No, I haven't really got anything to get off my chest. No,
I think we're a bit in a daze, in a bit like, you know, when you just wake
Should
up.
Should we
like,
start again?
Who
actually,
am I?
It's too dazed, I think.
It's only going to get more days, so I think just carry on.
I just thought slow beginning, no, I would have clicked off.
But I don't think we're going to give anything different next time round. I think let's just let that linger.
That just
linger.
Felt too kind of, God, we're stoned. Like, hey.
In the washing machine. Yeah, whatever. Okay, well, we're restful. We're relaxing. It's no productivity guilt season, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Actually, I have the perfect example. I actually do have something to get off my chest straight away. This happened to me this very morning.
Oh, wow.
I think I had some productivity guilt about it.
Oh.
But I also kind of got over it quite quickly.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
In fact, I snoozed right through the productivity guilt. Uh-huh. So I'm doing a creative writing course at the moment in Oxford. Just started it. I'm 1 week in. And the woman that's running it said, I don't think it's too much to ask, she said. I don't think this is too much to ask, but I want 5,000 words from each of you a week. Which I thought, that does feel like a
lot to ask. I mean, it's a change of pace, hey?
It is. And the woman, I said to the woman next to me, I was like, God, that's more than I do a week. And she said, yeah, it's 5,000 more than I do a week. And I thought, brumch. Class clown.
God, get that girl a podcast. Love
like
her.
Like a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah, good for her.
But iconic. And I was like, oh my God. 5,000 words a week, like, that is a lot to ask,
right?
My
we're
brain.
Upping the ante for sure. Yeah,
right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't have that in me right
it's
now.
Not ready to go. It's not just hanging around the back pocket.
It's not
a few 5,000 words to spare.
No. Also, it was quite a funny thing because we had to go around the room, and you know how that's my absolute nightmare in life.
I do.
You listener Harry, you may know about
I'm
my social
sure
anxiety.
They do
journey and how that is truly a nightmare for
me.
Yeah,
we're so proud of you.
Yeah, it was absolutely fine. But one thing I did say, I kind of accidentally got myself, I put myself out on the wrong foot almost.
Oh,
like, it was
God.
A fine thing, but they've got the wrong end of the stick of me, I think, because we had to say
immediately bad.
Yeah, it was almost like, oh no, because what I said was true, but it kind of gave the wrong impression. Obviously, I didn't mention the podcast because that's my nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, what's your writing history?
Uh-huh.
So I said, like, I did English at uni. And I said, God, last year, like a few months ago, I wrote a play, which I did.
Beautiful.
Do. I wrote, I spent in November, I wrote a play. yeah,
gorgeous,
just a thing. And then the woman was like, okay, so for you, we're moving away from theatre and drama and into prose. And it's like, no, and I'm not like a playwright. Like, I'm not moving away from drama. It was just like, I barely went into drama.
It hurts my heart a bit.
It was like, no, that's not really me. Like, she kind of has really put me as like, so she's the playwright.
It's so impossible not to when, like, you know, when relationships are so at arm's length.
Yeah, they know you from one sentence that you said.
Yeah, and it's impossible to not become like a caricature of something.
So she's got me of like, so you'll be really great at dialogue. It's like, no, I'm not. Like, what? Yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
It does hurt. Well, are you having fun anyway?
Yeah, I'm loving it. But here's my productivity goal.
Go on.
I last night was like, okay, so I'm going to wake up at 7 and write in the morning. That's the thing. Okay. I can do. Wake up at 7 and do a couple hours of writing in the morning, because I've got to crack out these 5,000 words by Thursday, the day that you're listening to this.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, I know. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
I've written 1,500 so far, but I'm going to try and wake up early tomorrow before I see you for the skating event.
Oh, God.
So, but also, big this day is how it went having. This morning.
Yeah.
My alarm went off 7 a.m. It's dark outside. You know the scene.
It is dark
the
outside.
Birds are,
yeah.
The crows are crowing out. And the birds are all singing. Uh-huh. And it's like, your bed just feels so divine.
Better than ever, yeah.
And I just thought, I actually don't give a shit. I actually can't do this. I could not give less of a shit right now. Like, I was like, I actually don't care.
No, but it's so fair. How dare they suck the fun?
And I just turned my alarm off, as many of us do. Not a snooze, a total off, alarm.
Yeah.
Quit the app.
And roll over and go back to sleep.
Roll over, heated blanket, snooze. Woke up at nine, 2 hours later. Had a moment of guilt.
That sounds about right. Wake up at 9.
That's my best time to wake up.
Good for you then.
But I thought, oh, now suddenly I do give a shit. And now that I've had enough sleep, I do give a shit. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I'm never going to write 5,000 words. Like,
so what's the turnover, though? What's the situation? Is she taking those 5,000 words in and then, like, she asks you.
It's the classic thing. I don't want to fall behind. The class. And I also don't want, we go around the class and we have to say like what we're writing about and like how much we wrote and do all of that stuff. And you know how I feel about that.
If
we're adding in a lie
and boil,
into the mix,
guys,
I can't lie. Like,
no, and why should you lie?
I want to truthfully hit the marks.
Of course, but it's also like, how dare you suck the fun and honestly art from my lived experience?
Yeah, but
I'm
I also
a playwright.
Just think it's like,
you should say, go in there and say, listen up. I'm a playwright, okay?
But it's the classic
I'm not
thing
following
of,
your rules.
I was actually thinking about you because I think it is the know when to push thing of like, I think if I did push, of course. Some weeks you push and 5,000 words can come out of you, or the equivalent
totally,
of 5,000 words,
yeah,
whatever that is in your life, can come out so easily. And sometimes it's like, nowhere to push, getting up at 7 in the morning isn't necessary to accomplish that goal and is just going to make it more horrific.
Yeah.
Or like harder. So I was kind of thinking of the nowhere to push thing, but I think it's like, I could push and do it and it would be great to do. But I don't think I can push in the early hours of the morning.
Well, that's the thing with know when to push is you have to know when to push.
To push.
And it's like, is it now? I don't know. I can't tell.
Yeah,
I can't tell when to push.
Can someone
and I think
else
that's
tell
the biggest
me?
Thing. Yeah. To me, as a third party, I would say as well, like, you're in a bit of a phase at the moment where I think there are highs and lows. There's some things going, like, it's just that you're in a daze, as we've discussed.
Well, that's what I was trying to bear in mind.
So I wouldn't recommend wake up 2 hours before you normally do and sit down, and almost like, as well, let's not turn it into a chore, because you could do the five that this is what bugs me about, almost like the institutionalization of art. It's like, you could do 5,000 words by accident. I'm sure you have many a time. But then suddenly the guilt and the pressure from, like, this woman who, as well...
No,
like,
she's
some...
absolutely not.
And she's amazing.
Guilt.
But she isn't. But, like, just generally, with the vibe as well of, like, authority, and it's just, like...
I kind of like it a little bit, because I think it does... I agree with you. Any kind of authority vibe, and instantly... So
Katniss jumps
edge,
out.
Let's
yeah.
say.
yeah.
It's
she becomes the rebel. Yeah.
But I do think having some kind of structure where it's like, of course she's not going to sort of scream at me if I don't.
Know when to push. Discipline is so important when, like, you have things that you care about.
Mm.
But just know when to push. But it's kind hard. Of
classic us recording this. It's like Mondays and Thursdays, God, they roll around quick.
They really roll around quick.
And having those things, having those days, those deadlines, is so useful. Uh-huh. But I also think there'd been many a time where we've been like, today's not a push day.
Totally.
Today is not a push day.
Which is why it's good that there's two of us doing it, because I can look at you exactly. and be like, okay, what we're not going to do is push this girl right now, and vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's hard in life.
It is. And making those decisions for yourself is really difficult, because it's impossible. Often, who's your hardest pusher?
Oh.
You.
She's a pusher.
Yeah. New movie thoughts on that?
New movie, new Mean Girls. I haven't seen it. I've seen such terrible reviews. And we were actually supposed to be at the premiere. Supposed to be. Our manager was trying to get us there.
Yeah, we were not invited. We weren't supposed to be there anyway.
Just to be clear. Supposed to be in the realm of
we just Freya didn't bother showing up. We were supposed to be there.
But I think if we were there, the movie would have gone down a hit. But unfortunately, we weren't there. So yeah. I can't, you know, so I more hold my hands them. Up. Yeah, watch you go down the drain, guys. Yeah, should have known better.
Yeah, should have known that we should have been there, according to no one.
I'm up for it. I think take it as camp, and I love it. Anything for me can be written off as camp, and it becomes perfection.
Yeah, I see that. I see that. I would love to see it. Like,
same. I would have loved to have been at the fucking
premiere. I'm into Renee Rapp's vibe.
Me too, but I can't really speak about her too much because she was on SNL. The same night as Jacob. So
I haven't watched for that reason.
I'm veto immediately, red button, panic button, get me out of this conversation.
No, I agree.
It's just a hard no from I just can't entertain it.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get out of here.
Thank you.
So do you have you been in a restful phase recently, do you think?
I think I'm in a phase where I'm struggling to put my phase into words. You know, sometimes it's just I can't even explain what is going on here.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because it really is everything everywhere all at once. Like, it's like, I feel everything and I feel it everywhere. I feel I don't want to say I'm in a restful phase, but I definitely feel... Do you remember when we were all talking about those resolutions that we were going to do? Like, for example, the 12 resolution thing, like resolution a month sort of thing. I am feeling good about this year in general.
Yeah, I love that. So what are some of them?
So my first
one... What are you doing this month?
Yeah, so this month my focus was on generally... I was kind of Marie Kondoing everything. I've kind of been in my decluttering.
Oh, I think you've actually mentioned this.
Yeah, I've been stripping my life away. I've been everything showering everything that I can.
Yeah.
Because I made those drawers, if you remember. I was in my DIY phase. We've been through a few phases. I've had a few seasons. A few characters going on. Yeah. Mm. And that has gone really well. So I'm feeling... good about it. The one last thing that I want to do before the month ends, and does the month end tomorrow or the day after?
I think we've got 2 days.
I've got tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's okay. The 31st.
So
kind of a day.
I've got kind of 24 hours to.
But we're busy all day tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. So I might, maybe I'll take a leave out of your book and get up 2 hours.
I won't do it.
And I need to clear out like 20,000 photos from my phone. So we'll see how that goes. That's my last thing is like the digital declutter. For some reason, that's the one thing that I'm a bit of a hoarder.
To do that, actually, because there's no storage.
There's no storage for anything.
There's nothing there.
And I physically need that for my life. There's no room at the inn for all this amazing content that we would be creating.
I know. And we have to use my dusty old fasty phone, which every single time we do a video. It's actually really funny. We should do kind of a compilation of those where it's like I set up the camera all nice and then Wynn goes, the screen's all smeared, and I go and wipe the camera because there's like grease all over my phone. Every time.
But it's perfect. We love your phone.
No, my phone's fine. my phone is fine. It's iPhone 11. I bought it just before COVID, and God, it's done
that's
me so
crazy.
Well.
That's
I'm just
crazy.
Glad it's not my sister's, because remember me and Lizzie swapped.
I do remember that
when she went to Vegas, and her phone was disgusting.
I've been thinking about Lizzie a lot recently, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, I've just been thinking. Hope she's good. Yeah.
Yeah, she is good, actually.
Yeah, good.
Something about her. Oh, I'm going to her show. She's got a show.
Nice.
I'm going at weekend. But I don't know. Oh, wow. Don't maybe I don't know. Maybe beep so people don't all sort of appear.
Yeah, I thought she was in Amsterdam now. Sorry, guys. I know we shouldn't be.
She
having
is.
This conversation
no, she's in
right
Amsterdam
now,
but she's got a show. This is and the show weirdly is on in the place I'm going. That yeah. I'm not sort of saying the name, and also Mexico or something. I think it's
wow,
Mexico.
So she's
going to
be
time.
In Mexico.
No, no. So
in
she's not going to that one.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
No, she's not going to that.
Oh, okay.
They're just showing Sorry. Her thing, mm-hmm. but she came back for the one in
That's
the place
so cool.
I'm going.
Uh-huh.
But no, she's staying in Amsterdam the whole time. But she came back for the opening week of it.
Very cool.
Very bizarre. Look, it's the
family
the
of
opening
stars.
Week. It's all
stardom.
It's
in your blood.
It's very strange. But yes, I'm going to that next week, which will be fun.
Really fun. Okay. Yeah. Just to be clear, going to pull some thoughts from the Instagram. If you wanted to join
you know
in,
where to
you've
go.
Missed the mark there, unfortunately, honey. It was on Instagram. Where were you? We asked you and you didn't call.
And it's called Seffi and Wing.
It is called Seffi and Wing.
If you don't
yeah.
know how to spell that, look at your phone right now. It says it on there.
If you type in goes without saying, it will come up too.
Yeah.
If you, I mean, if you're looking for us, you can you find us. I trust us. That you can find us.
Yeah.
I mean, this one kind of stings for me. Can I go?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, so this, can I go? Can I leave? This one stings. Can I actually leave? Can I...
Kind of,
can I be excused?
Can I go to the toilet?
It really is, yeah.
How embarrassing when you start working somewhere and you say, can I go to the toilet? And they're like, yeah, you don't have to ask. It's like,
but bad when you start working somewhere and you have to ask. You have to make it clear, I'm going.
Yeah, true. But uni, can I go to the toilet? It's like, oh.
Oh,
do you know what's even worse, actually? When you accidentally call, oh my God, so embarrassing.
No.
Break. I accidentally called break playtime.
Playtime. Yikes.
Oh, much embarrassing.
When? Because we stopped saying playtime at like, probably year seven, I think.
Yeah, probably. Like okay. almost sick form being like, oh yeah, I see you at playtime.
Ah!
I'm on break.
Playtime.
But also
so
it's like,
cute.
Yeah, of course I'm playing.
Yeah, playtime. It's designated time to play. God, I missed exactly. that.
But sorry, go on.
Okay, this person said, they feel productivity guilt when I see people my age living my dream life.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. How ouch. Do you think we feel when you say, you guys are like my big sisters, my really old grandma sisters?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Fuck sake.
I've always wanted an older sister.
Older, ancient oh. sister.
Yeah.
I just could talk about this forever and ever and ever until the cows come home. I know comparison, it's like, yeah, we get it. What you've been comparing yourself, big deal. Oh my God, you're so unique. Like,
but why does it feel so evil when it happens?
No, it's so, it's evil.
It's
evil.
You know how we always say loneliness, horrific feeling.
Yeah, that's a bad
jealousy,
one.
Jealousy, horrific feeling.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Comparison goes hand in hand with it.
Totally.
Comparison is so isolating mm-hmm. and horrible as a feeling.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I think for me sometimes the awareness of the fact that it's comparison really isn't there. So in the moment,
yeah,
I'm
totally.
Comparing myself, but I don't think, oh, here I am comparing myself.
You just think it's the truth.
Yeah, I think oh, here I am confronted with the reality that this person is so much better than I am.
Yeah, no,
better than I could ever be. But it's like, no, that you're reading it wrong.
Yeah. Because as soon as you call it by its name, it takes the weight right
comparison,
out of it.
It's like, oh, I'm doing that thing that we're all doing at the moment. That, yeah. I get.
And you can put the narrative of it of like on it of like, yeah, I'm just a girl in my 20s, yeah, comparing myself to girls in their 20s, which was by design predestined. I mean, that I was going to do that on the day I was born in this society.
Totally.
Like, it's not an evil personal thing. It's inevitable. No.
It actually is, unfortunately, especially when, yeah, we can't help but be confronted with literally what everyone else is having for breakfast, where they work,
yeah,
who they're sleeping with, who their friends are, etc., etc. It hurts. Yeah.
And also, you're kind of not only presented with what everyone's having for breakfast, who they're sleeping with, and who their friends are, but the best breakfast they had that week.
The best breakfast.
The only the hot guy that they're sleeping with, uh-huh, in a romanticized version, and that their friends at parties, all that stuff, not, yeah, when they're arguing and crying and all of this stuff. You're only being presented with like
the
quite
best
like
fits.
Fictitious,
yes,
versions of people's lives.
I also think it's important to mention, even though it goes without saying, but I don't think it does, the just the idea that, yeah, you're seeing all of those best moments from those people, but then also like the things that get the most, the things that do better, for example, like on social media, the things that do better, like even in an algorithm sense, will be like the richest, the whitest, the X, Y, and Z-ist group, the elitist people,
yeah,
and that can really fuck you up, I think, when you're coming from a place that feels very different to that, and you fucking want what they've got. That hurts.
Yeah, totally.
Not nice. Yeah. I hope everyone feels like, I think as well, like, sometimes I think at the moment, or often I think actually, now I feel like I'm in a good point in my life. I feel really happy with where I am generally. I feel really proud of myself. I feel like in most areas of my life, I'm like, this is really good. I'm really, yeah, happy here actually. And I feel like a sense of guilt generally, which we can get into at a later date, I'm sure, but I feel a huge amount of guilt for almost like to be perceived now. I feel like I can, like, I feel guilty that people would look at certain things in my life or things that I show or whatever and be like, oh, that's really annoying, like, I wanted blah 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 blah, and I feel guilty almost like to the past version of me who didn't have any of this stuff. And she doesn't know that that's what's coming. And, like, I guess it's, like, imposter syndrome of, I think when you transcend your situation in life, that loyalty that you feel to, like, your younger self or, like, the version of you that feels truest to you, which normally is the one who, like, came from scraping scraps and all of that shit, that, I think, always feels like your truest version of yourself. So then when you're living something that is different, it's kind of hard to navigate that, like, adjustment in your mind. And then I think about, like, navigating the way that you're perceived, which really generally, I mean, I don't really think is very important, because I think it's, like, just kind of impossible. It's, like, the crux is you're never going to be able to nail that down.
It's not in your
control. It's not worth it. Yeah, forget it. Immediately, no. Just cut that out.
As soon as you start thinking about how you're presenting,
other people might see me as X, Y, and Z. No. Just no point.
Yeah. You're barking up completely the wrong tree.
Totally.
There.
But I always am.
always. I'm rarely barking up the right tree.
I rarely find myself at the foot of the right tree.
I'm barking up the wrong tree.
Always at the wrong tree. Yeah, I don't know. I feel a bit weird at the moment. I think, I don't know. I don't know really how to put that into words, but I'm sure someone out there can make sense of that and feel good about it or disagree or whatever.
No, I get that. I really think that makes a lot of sense with you being like, or like, I completely agree with the feeling of people not wanting anyone, not wanting to sort of be someone that my past self would have
been really jealous
felt
of.
Shit
looking yeah, at. Totally.
I definitely have an awareness of that, because I think it's probably come from the fact that we have a thing that we would have wanted. Every time you would share that thing, it feels like, oh God, I remember looking at things like that and feeling disheartened and shit about
it. Totally.
But I also think I don't know, I've definitely experienced in the last year, potentially, a discomfort with any form of success that we've had. Yeah. I think I'm really comfortable, and I would actually speak for both of us in that I think we're quite comfortable, or we have been very comfortable in the kind of growing stages of like, we're scrapping for this thing, we really want this thing. Oh, will it work? But I think we can make this work. Uh-huh. And then when you find yourself in a working stage, it's like, oh, like I feel,
rewarded, is that my identity? Like, what?
Yeah, it doesn't align with who I believe myself to be. I believe myself to be someone, or like my whole life I have been someone that looks at that and wants it.
Yeah.
Or is like trying sort of thing, rather than someone that has maybe got something that they want. It's like that actually feeling like proud of something you've done.
Yeah, and that, owning that it in the present tense is a really interesting, it's a new thing for sure.
Definitely.
Being happy with where you're at in the moment and being able to look at it and be happy about it and like being really present in the contentment and like pride of something you've done or something you have or whatever.
Mm.
It's an interesting one.
It's not, doesn't come naturally, and there's no blueprint for it, I don't think. I don't feel like there's a blueprint of being proud of your successes in a way that I would be comfortable with. I really, or like, a lot of the like visuals of these things, I actually think are really negative for society. So I want to find a way that I
can
feel comfortable with it almost.
What do you mean visuals of things?
I don't know. I think just in social media, it's so braggy. Like, it's just such a braggy, self-obsessed and like obsessed, preoccupied with the self presentation sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And numbers too, I think. I think that's something that we're both not really interested in. Like,
no.
It's more about, we're very much quality over quantity.
I make a point of not knowing the numbers because I'll confuse my brain.
Yeah, it's like we're here for the qualitative data. It's like I want a lovely message rather than to look at a stat and see a big number.
But to be honest, it's like, because I don't really know the number.
Because I don't understand numbers.
Yeah. It won't mean very much to me. Like, I like the graphs. The graphs, I can
see. Oh, really?
That
helps.
I can see a graph. I can see what's going on there. But if someone tells me this blah, blah, blah number, what am I supposed to gauge that against?
I am really feeling at the moment this kind of... I can't remember what episode it was when I was saying, like, a car is like a house. Was it the last episode?
A car is like a house.
Yeah, we were talking about driving, and I was like, I was saying how amazing it was when I got my first car.
You got your car?
Well, I got my only car because it gave me such freedom. I feel like the thing, or just it gave me like a sense of safety, even. It gave me like a thing that was mine, and like just at a time when I was so like, in a real world sense, physically unsafe, didn't have somewhere that I didn't have, not even a room,
and
I didn't have I didn't have a house. I didn't have somewhere to live that felt safe to me, which is crazy, and I was so young. Now that I, like, this is my dream of life. Like, I live that. This is my dream scenario. Like, I know I've said before, it's so, like, cringe. It's maybe too far to be like,
no.
I just wake up emotional, like, in this bed with my boyfriend and my dog in, like, this place that I love, and it feels so like my home, and I love everything about it. And it's just crazy to me that I'm like, but I'm that same person that didn't even have a whisper of that.
Yeah, but and I think that's, you can track that though, of like the reason it means so much to you.
Of course, to wake up. But I just wish, like, I wish that kid knew that. I wish.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I think obviously when you're in the moment, there's nothing but the lack of awareness of what the future would be like, and obviously your perspective,
which
depending
doomed.
On exactly, your perspective depending on where you're at. If you're anything like us, is going to be negative, negative, negative. I'm sure the future has in store more
bad
of the shit.
Faith. Bad fucking faith.
Yeah. And I just feel a sense, like, because of the awareness of how much better in that respect things have gotten for me, I feel the frustration of not being able to, like, go back and make that clear to my younger self, because that would have been a nice thing to, like, look forward to. It would have given me a sense of, like, okay, I can do this then. Like, the rest of this becomes worth it, because I know at the end of the line this will be okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like I feel compelled to sit everyone down and be like, so that means there might be good things for you too in the future. Yeah. And you don't even know. Like, and I know we always say that you actually don't even know all of the amazing things that are coming your way. Like, you actually don't you couldn't even imagine them because they're so far out of like your current imagination of what you could predict or even desire for yourself. Like, you don't know all of the amazing things that are coming your way. It goes without saying, the future will be hard in so many ways. Yeah. There will be bad things coming too, and that's okay, you can handle it. But I trust that there are so many good things coming for you that you just don't even
haven't even thought of.
Yeah, haven't got the foggiest.
No, there's no way.
And it's just so beautiful.
I would be quite frustrated, I think, to hear, like, when you're in that bit where it feels so shit, I think I'd be like, oh, but I don't want it now. Like, knowing, oh, there'll be a day when you'll when you'll have it. Like,
but I want it now. Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, but what am I supposed to do? Fucking wait.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You're supposed to fucking live through it like the rest of us chumps.
Oh,
that's what life is. Like, that perseverance and just kind of the mundane element of like showing up the next day, even when today was really fucking hard and painful, that turnover is one of the only cruxes I think of life, is like knowing that this was really fucking hard and tomorrow you're going to wake up and you can do it all over again in the hope that there's something more for you, knowing you deserve it when it comes and trusting that you can get there.
Yeah. And someone actually replied to this on the Spotify thing. Someone said, like, when you said, like, that's what it means to be human, it made me emotional. Yeah. But I think it's just, that is the sentiment that is coming to mind when you're saying all of this again. It's like, that is what it means to be human, like that struggle and that, like, living through it is actually the point.
Totally. Yeah, there's no getting over, like, there's no
it's not a waiting room until you get a thing that you want.
Yeah, no, you're in it now. Yeah, this is the thing that you're living. Yeah, no, nobody's coming, Harry. Like, we're not waiting for the life to kick in. It's like, no, you're in the life. You're living the life right now.
It's not just past the time.
It's not around the corner. It's not totally. It's not waiting until you've hit a certain milestone or like achieved a certain thing or done something, look a certain way, achieved anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's happening now.
You're in it. You're missing it, actually.
It's you. Yeah, hello. We've been talking to you.
Yeah. Oh, Missy. My God, there's a lyric from my favourite song of the moment that really got me, and it kind of sounds a bit like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what my favourite song is at the moment, don't you?
Do I? Oh, yes. Yeah, I do. Got it. You're hanging on to it. It's been a while.
I love it.
I love that you love it. I love
it. I heard it on the Sims Seasons trailer.
Yes.
In Simlish. It's the song that goes...
Simlish.
In Simlish. And it was... It's "And Steal My Sunshine." I love it so much. It just really gets me going.
Yeah.
And we were listening to it before Cambridge. And God, yeah, it's just my favourite song.
Which I feel like if you were at Cambridge, it explains a lot of the energy that came from us.
Lying on the grass.
Everyone knows that song, right? Steal my sunshine. Come on, guys.
Steal my sunshine.
You know that.
It's by a band, I guess. I'm looking it now, called Len. I've never heard of them.
Steal my sunshine.
Oh, yeah, no, this is it. It's just a tiny bit, but it says, like, here's the scene.
Set the scene.
Lying on the grass.
Of course.
On the Sunday or something after class. I'm not looking at the lyrics.
Yeah.
And then he says, and I missed a million miles of fun. And it's like, you missed a million miles of fun.
You idiot.
And that is poetry. That is poetry.
No, it is. Len. It's the climb.
Len, whoever you are, that's poetry. Because whilst you were, he says, something in my self-defeat. He's like lying in his misery. He's like just not having a great time here.
No, and who can blame
him? Yeah, here he is. I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. I mean, twisted wrong and beat.
We've all been there.
And then he says, so I missed a million miles of fun. And he goes, I know it's up for me to steal my sunshine.
So true. So true, Len.
He missed a million miles of fun. And this is your life right now.
Yeah, it's happening
right
now.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
So true. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a bit weird. Yeah,
it's
I like it.
It's a bit weird, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
How is everyone, I wonder? I would love to know. I really would.
Yeah, I really would.
I didn't.
Could you tell us in the box under Spotify?
Yeah, would
how
you?
Are you today?
How are you? Are you okay? Anything we can do to help?
Yeah, honestly, can we be
anything
of service?
Anything you'd like? You want a drink or something? Like, I'll
anything
do anything.
Get you from the shops?
Genuinely, I'll do anything.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, I have enjoyed it. Have you?
I've enjoyed it. I can't even remember what. I do remember.
Yeah. We're given what we wanted to give. I'm not sure, but. We'll give it something.
I honestly don't think I ever know.
Yeah, fair enough.
Every time that we, I don't know how people feel about our titles because they must have that thing where it's like, feel like we always come from an angle that's unexpected.
We do.
It's like you're getting the feel. I hope you're just getting the feeling.
Yeah.
That the title gives.
Agreed. I think you do.
I think you do.
We set the scene.
I feel like. So what's this? It's productivity guilt.
Something like that.
You're gonna miss a million miles of fun, guys.
I also think it's like so true.
No, go on. What was that?
I think it's like I was gonna start brainstorming on titles.
Oh yeah.
Just almost like when you're feeling like you're behind sort of vibes.
Yeah, I love it.
Because it is kind of feeling behind.
That is what the app's been as well. So
yeah. Exactly. They normally, you know, they tie in somehow.
They're perfect.
Look, you found it for a reason.
Exactly.
You can't ask. You can't ask what the universe had in mind when it offered you up this podcast. It's none of your business, honestly.
Sorry, my headphones fell out, so I missed that. But
irrelevant. If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.